Scientists announced this week that they've accomplished a remarkable technological feat. Using just the genetic sequence of the polio virus, they have made what amounts to a synthetic virus in the laboratory. It's a strand of genetic material which, when inserted into a living cell, infects it and becomes sort of a polio virus generator. The virus created in this way has been shown to cause paralysis in laboratory animals. Joining us to talk about this achievement is NPR's Joe Palca. And Joe, first, can you explain to us, just in brief, how did they do this?
Well, what they did was they took something that has been known for more than 20 years, which is the genetic sequence of the polio virus. This is the letters of the DNA alphabet, if you will, that determine the book of life, some people mm-hmm. call it. And instead of taking this out of a living cell, they simply took chemicals off the shelf and said, oh, we need this part now and this part now and this part, following the order that had previously been determined. And when they assembled this whole thing chemically, they then put it into a cell, and it was able to infect the cell, get into the cell's machinery, and the cell started spitting out virus.
How big an achievement is that?
Well, if you talk to scientists who work in this field, molecular virologists, they go, this has been done. It's more one of those things where everybody looks at it and says, you know, we could build a rocket to go in orbit around the moon. We've built one that can fly from, you know, across the English Channel. Why not build one to go into orbit? Turned out to be a little harder than people thought, but they did it. So this is one of those things where molecular geneticists and molecular virologists say, we've been able to do something like this. We just never thought of going all the way through to the end, and these guys have.
Well, what are the implications of this? I mean, if you can make, in effect, a polio virus, can you make other kinds of viruses? Can you make more complicated matters of DNA?
Well, sure. I mean, the polio virus turns out to be a fairly small virus. I mean, this was, about 7,800 of these bases that the sequence we're talking about. There are other viruses of a similar size that could also be made. The issue is, could you make a bigger virus? And some scientists say, sure, why not? And that leads to the question, well, you know, what would you make? And that's what the news is about, is maybe you could make something nasty like smallpox.
Could scientists doing this make, I know it's redundant, but a more virulent virus than they might otherwise have?
Well, actually, that's the interesting thing about what this achievement lets you do. Let's say you have an idea based on research that a little change in the sequence over here might have a particular effect. Well, you just recook your virus, you reassemble it based on this change that you're theorizing might have an effect, and you try it out. I mean, that's what scientists do anyway. They make little changes without knowing exactly what the effect's going to be, and they try it and see whether it has the desired effect.
I guess coming a few months after the anthrax scare, any story like this inspires some fear and concern about what are we disseminating here? What kind of information is this? Is this something that lots of people with chemistry sets can now take and go make viruses?
Well, I'm assured that it's quite a bit more complicated than going down to your garage and putting together a virus.
But what about people who are in a fairly sophisticated lab? In off hours, can they go make some horrible virus?
In theory. If this paper had come out 2 years ago, let's say, it probably would have been greeted with a sort of, that's an interesting trick. I mean, I'm glad they did it, and we would have maybe talked about it on the show. But today, in this environment, people are saying, well, what if this inspires somebody too? Well, the fact is, it could have inspired somebody to do this 2 years ago, and we wouldn't have known about it until some terrible thing happened. Now we're all trying to anticipate these terrible things, and who knows, maybe this is the one.
Joe, thank you.
You're welcome.
NPR's Joe Palca.